We are back with more from New York City's Blondie. Blondie's third album, Parallel Lines, which was number one in the United Kingdom, number six in the US, and number two in Australia. The record was released in September of 78, produced by Mike Chapman. It finally broke the band into the American market on the strength of the worldwide hit single Heart of Glass and the song Picture This. Parallel Lines became the group's most successful album, selling 20 million copies worldwide.
I'm not afraid to
Heart of Glass was released in early of 1979, and the disco-infused track topped the UK charts in February of 79, and the charts in the US in April of 79. It was a reworking of a rock and reggae-influenced song that the band performed since its formation in the mid-1970s, updated with strong elements of disco music. Klemperk later said the revamped version was inspired partly by Kraftwerk and partly by the Bee Gees' Stayin' Alive, whose drum beat Burke tried to emulate. He and Chris Stein gave Jimmy Destri much of the credit for the final result, noting that Destri's appreciation of technology had led him to introduce synthesizers and to rework the keyboard sections. One Way or Another is one of those songs everyone tries to play who picks up an electric guitar. It's infectious and iconic, and one of the reasons the band is entrenched in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Bye.
Call Me was the result of Debbie Harry's collaboration with the Italian songwriter and producer Giorgio Moroder, who had been responsible for Donna Summer's biggest hits. The track was recorded as the title theme of Richard Gere film American Gigolo. Released in February of 1980 in the U.S., Call Me spent 6 consecutive weeks at number 1 in the U.S. and Canada and reached number 1 in the U.K., where it was released in April of 1980, and it became a huge hit worldwide. The single was also number 1 on Billboard magazine's 1980s year-end chart. We will be right back with one last look at the iconic Blondie.